Thank you, Anne. And now for some more news stories. Work has begun on a £2.2 million project to redevelop and improve the region's Mental Health Trust's secure services for male patients. The work will see the Norvik Clinic in Norwich, which is currently made up of four separate wards and a seclusion area, reconfigured into three wards with integrated seclusion facilities. It is hoped the changes will help Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust, NSFT, manage demand for secure services more effectively, while also improving facilities for patients. Karen Clements, NSFT's locality manager for secure services, said, "Making these changes will help us ensure that service users can receive safe, high-quality care closer to home, without the need to be sent out of the area for assessment, treatment, and rehabilitation. They will also improve the facilities, which is vitally important as many may remain within the units for several years, while we work intensely with them to help them recover better mental health. The total number of secure beds provided by the Trust will increase from 80 to 82.
A Norfolk charity is celebrating its 10-year anniversary by setting a fundraising challenge, asking people to take on something involving the number 10. Keeping Abreast is setting the 10 for 10 to anyone who wants to take on a challenge, no matter what the size. Lisa Becker, fundraising officer, said 10 for 10 is a chance for people to get involved and make a difference whilst doing something they actually really enjoy doing. They have the freedom to set their own challenge so they can push themselves as far as they like or get friends, family and colleagues involved. The options are endless, from running a 10K race to walking 10,000 steps every day for 10 days, or knitting 10 scarves for a £10 donation.
Norwich is one of the UK's affordable hotspots, with 93% of homes available for sale in certain areas falling within the budget for first-time buyers. A new report out today shows Norwich, with an average house price of £196,987, coming second in a poll of 14 cities for offering homes suitable for those getting on the first rung of the housing ladder. The report stated 93% of homes available in the areas of Sprowston, New Catton, Marl Cross and Catton Grove in Norwich fitted the FTB budget in a higher percentage than in 12 other cities, including Nottingham and Bristol. It was beaten only by Southampton, where the average property price is £199,074, and 98% of properties are in the area deemed affordable to FTBs. Having an influx of first-time buyers into the city is great news all round. They are the lifeblood to the housing market and a real boost for the local economy.
Employers have been urged to give a second chance to ex-offenders as a county-wide project makes a renewed push to sign up 100 businesses. The Gateway to Employment scheme has already signed up 75 businesses since being launched in December 2015, each of which agreed to offer training, apprenticeship or employment opportunities to those seeking work after prison. Norfolk Police and Crime Commissioner Lorne Green, whose office runs the programme with the Department for Work and Pensions, visited three participating employers as part of a bid to reach the target of 100 by the end of this year. "We know that having a job can reduce the likelihood someone will go on to re-offend, but for many, the barriers they face in finding employment can make it difficult to leave their offending pasts behind them," said Mr. Green. Overall, Gateway to Employment has helped ex-offenders secure more than 100 work academy and training places and more than 30 work experience placements, with 33 job offers made and 25 going on to start jobs. Great Witchingham poultry producer Bernard Matthews has been among the most enthusiastic supporters of the scheme, and representatives will attend the next Gateway to Employment board meeting to help develop the scheme.
An array of go-go hares are set to hop into Norwich next summer, and artists are being encouraged to come up with some weird and wonderful designs for the characters that will form a charity art trail throughout the city and county. The Go-Go Hares will next year be following in the footsteps of the Go-Go Dragons and the Go-Go Gorillas, who previously decorated our fine city and raised vital funds for children's charity Break. The 2018 trail is once again being organised by Break and Wild in Art, and artists have until August the 28th to send in their design ideas to be considered by the sponsors of the sculptures. To celebrate Break's 50th anniversary, 50 Go-Go Hares are set to be dotted around the city in summer 2018. Meanwhile, a further 15 hares, standing in a different moon-gazing pose, are set to pop up around the wider county. The Free Go-Go Hares Trail will start in the city and county on June the 24th next year and run for 11 weeks, and the 50 city hares will be auctioned off in October 2018. Running alongside the city and county, Go-Go Hare Trails will be a trail of baby hares, known as leaping leverets, who will be created by schools and community groups taking part in the Go-Go Create programme.
The countdown is on to the official opening of Norwich's Aviation Academy, with high-flying guest Carol Vorderman set to cut the ribbon. The TV presenter, a keen pilot, will jet in to do the honours in her role as Honorary Ambassador, Group Captain with the Air Cadets, and will be joined by Air Commodore Dawn McCaffany, the group's commandant. The event on August the 5th will be open to the public to mark the opening of the International Aviation Academy Norwich, a joint venture to train the aircraft engineers of the future.
And that's all on this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from Paddy Watkins and
Ian Robertson.
And please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and a visit to a really unusual museum.